Robin McAllister is sitting on her couch when her younger friend, Jude Huerta, walks through the door.
Hey, honey.
Huerta's 19 years old and wants to commercial fish for the first time this year. McAllister fished commercially years ago, and recently the friends have been talking about how Huerta can remain safe as a woman new to the industry.
It's really sad that that has to be said, but it's important to know.
It's better to say it ahead of time than regret it later.
McAllister is speaking from experience. When she was fishing in the 70s and 80s, at times she was the only woman on the boat. Her advice for young fishermen like Huerta, find a way to get off the vessel if they feel unsafe.
You can hop a tender when you're done delivering fish. And if things have gotten bad, don't negotiate with them that you'll be dropped later. Get off the boat.
McAllister has experienced her fair share of bad situations. She says once she was stuck on a boat with a captain who was constantly drinking. She says he assaulted her in her room and she had to fight him off.
I mean, physically grappling and trying to get through and get out and get away. I wasn't raped, but that was only because I got out.
The next day, she hopped onto another boat. While the experience didn't drive her to quit fishing altogether, that was her last season, and now she works as a therapist. It's hard to say just how common McAllister's experience was during her time fishing, and if things have changed in the decades since. Statistics on sexual harassment in the industry aren't readily available. The Alaska State Commission for Human Rights does take complaints about sexual harassment and discrimination, but it doesn't receive a large number from the fishing industry specifically. Still, others say it's a problem they want changed.
My name's Alma Burnham, and I am founder of Strength of the Tides.
Strength of the Tides is a grassroots movement asking fishermen, boat captains, and others in the industry to sign a pledge demanding zero tolerance for sexual harassment and assault. Burnham publishes the list of those who have made the pledge online.
Basically, another way to look at it is an anti-harassment policy for this group of people.
Burnham is a commercial fisherman, and she hopes the list will be used as a roadmap that will help women who are seeking work in the industry stay safe. Eventually, she would like to push for boats and organizations to implement written policies on sexual harassment. But for some, a verbal agreement is enough.
I mean, the one thing I don't approve of is more paperwork, necessarily. I have plenty to do as it is.
Malcolm Milne owns the fishing vessel Captain Cook and manages a crew of four. He's also president of the North Pacific Fisheries Association, a commercial stakeholder group. He says he's supportive of what Burnham is doing. He already talks to his crew about sexual harassment, but doesn't have a formal policy because he says he's not that official about things. He adds it has been a topic of discussion in his industry group, most of whom are small boats employing a handful of people.
The people recognize that it does happen in circumstances, but in the smaller family boats that I'm associated with, I think people are just don't have any tolerance for it, so that it's not really an issue, I would say.
He says that his industry is already good at vetting people to make sure they are safe to work with. Back at McAllister's house, she says more needs to be done to tackle the issue.
The truth is I really like the Wild West of the ocean just the way it is, and the fleet just the way they are. But people should be sexually safe.
McAllister says she's seen more women enter the industry over the years, which she says is the most promising sign of change. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.